Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Know how it goes, shout out OCT. No real cap, call out what we see. Whole game ready, ball of blitz on three. No, you can't stand on it on 2 feet. I already know you can't ball with me. Cause I have it up with the squad and me. They get a letter, they calling me. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert.
Ball alert. Welcome to the Ball Alert Show podcast. Available everywhere you get your podcast. Please continue to like, subscribe, and share our YouTube page at Ball Alert TV. I go by the name of Ferrari Simmons.
I go by the name, you know, BT.
OCT, what up?
Lil Scrappy in the building.
Hey, what's happening?
Looking rather warm, my brother.
Oh yeah, it's quite cold outside. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure some folks are gonna be upset that you're wearing Peter
gonna call you
or animals.
But they what I say. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, that's how we was able to stay warm. You know what I'm saying? We had to skin some. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I feel like I feel like I had to pick Kai. My people had to pick Kai. When other people wore it on their back, that we work so hard for, our people work hard for. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't no uproar about that. It's still cotton fields out there. It ain't no uproar about that. So I just tell people, mind your business. Let me live my life. I don't even rock fur like that all the time, but I'm going to rock it right now because it's cold as fall. All
right, we just going to say it's fake, it's not real.
Nah, I don't think he wants you to say that.
Yeah, I think I want you to say, like you said, if you in the jungle and you see Scrap fighting a bear, say the damn bear.
We definitely was talking about that on camera.
Man, you know, I've known you for a very long time, Scrappy. I definitely could see you a friend. But I actually said
off
camera.
Hold on for a second.
So I consider you a friend, but I never got to interview you.
Right.
We've never really sat down and talked. And I was telling Octavia and BT that you really have history in the culture of music. Period.
Yeah.
Like around it, you have a stamp and you have a period where you were the guy. I remember that.
I was?
Yes.
Or John was the guy?
No. Lil Scrappy was the guy.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I remember. I remember.
Definitely.
No Problems. Yeah. I remember all these records. Those are your records.
Thank you.
So I wanted to take it back there. Now, where exactly is Lil Scrappy from?
I'm from Southside Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland Avenue. I done stayed in Cleveland Avenue, Pryor Road, Lakewood Village, Carver Home, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Now, growing up, what was it like growing up for you? Like, how was both parents in the household or?
No, I mean, I had it like how I got it, how my kids got it. You know what I'm saying? Mom over here, dad over there.
Were you the cool guy in school, athletic? Did you play sports? Like,
yeah, I done got hot in this motherfucker.
I know you hot. Help the bell.
Okay, so.
I played sports like from Little League, all the way to like
football, basketball,
football and basketball, all the way to like high school. Then high school came. I did like 1 year. I tried out. I was like, this is too much.
Where everybody started getting taller.
Yeah, I just stayed short. You know what I mean? I was like, wow.
Hey, that's what happened to me.
I was like, this ain't even like a good look for a short nigga like me. You know what I mean? I had no dreams. You know what I mean? All my dreams got murdered. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, I was looking at everybody. I'm like, huh, nigga, you were just my height last year, my nigga. Like, I was tall.
That's how it happens.
You know what I mean? Like, then nigga be all over the voice done got deep and shit. I'm like, damn, what's wrong with cuz? Like, I'm at my dad. I'm like, when is it going to happen for me? Like, am I going to change or something like that? He was like, shit, you probably going to stay the same.
Hey, at least he kept it real because some people, parents would be like, no, you're going to have a growth spurt too. And then you know.
But see, like, I always been in the gym, though. You know what I'm saying? My dad, he was a power lifter, so I always been in the gym, like, messing with that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I always was cut or ripped up, and then, you know, when I went to boot camp.
Why did you go to boot camp?
It's a dude that's around here. That's one of my brothers, man. Man, we went to school, man. We were selling weed in school. First he got caught.
In high school?
Yeah, first he got caught, and then I got caught. But just so happened, the principal at that time, Mr. Bradshaw, you know what I'm saying, I was going to see the grower. And Mr. Bradshaw, he say, they brought me to the office, police and stuff, and they showed me the stuff. They were like, yeah, so that's your, we already know, you know. And it was like, but the thing though, like, it's gonna hurt your grandparents' feelings. You go to jail, man. It's crazy. I'm like, what you talking about? He said, yeah, I know your grandparents. He said, I was in the army with your granddaddy, and I taught school with your grandma. I was like, oh, my mama was a teacher. So I was like, dang. He was like, yeah. They call you scrapping that around here, don't they? I was like,
and your grandparents meant a lot to you.
Oh, yeah. So I was really like, nah, don't tell them about, hey, you know, you man, tell my mama. Tell them. Like, because my mama knew to get down, because she would, you know, she would give me weed, but she said, don't sell it at school. You know what I'm saying? She was like.
And you was, you know, selling it at school.
Yeah, and then so he say, look, did what I do. He said, I had an officer right there gone, we'll throw it away. But he said, you got to go to boot camp. He said, either one or the other. He said, you can go to jail right now, and of course your grandmother going to find out, everybody, you know. And he said, look, you should go to boot camp. Like, you can get your schoolwork, brother. Like, brother, like, you got a 0.0 grade average. Like, what the fuck is that?
Damn.
He said, that mean you.
No, that was possible.
That nigga said, it like, you, I mean, they say you be here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I was about
like,
to ask you, do you not go to class?
I just, regular school one. Interesting to me, the way they taught me, like the lady told me straight up, like you ain't gonna never be nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, how is that possible? Like, I'm gonna be the biggest star in the world. Like, how is that possible? She was like, I don't care what you're saying, you're never gonna be nothing. You don't even know how to do this stuff. Like, I was like,
that's what your teacher told you?
Yeah, I was just like that. I just got up and I was like, well, I don't need to be here then. You feel me? And I just walked about this bit, you know what I mean?
Where did the name Scrappy come from? Who gave you that?
The hood back in the day was a long, long time ago. I was just fighting all the time. And then not because I wanted to fight, because, like, I just did not want to fight. Like, they always just, like, I was small. They always just want to fight me, because I'm like, we play football. I run a little too fast. I juggle some, and then everybody laughing at them, then they want to fight me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I make a shot at the basketball, everybody laugh, nigga want to fight me. You know what I'm saying? So, and every time the old man used to be right there, he be like, boy, that boy don't get enough of fighting. But he always fighting. A little Scrap. Scrap always fighting. And I used to hear him say that all the time. He be like, Scrappy. And I just used to start looking at him like, he talking to me. Like, he talking about me. And so I just kept it with me.
What age was that?
It was like 9 or 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a question, though, when you were explaining about your grandparents versus your mother, like her parents.
Yeah.
They seemed a little bit more, you know, like you said, when your grandmother was a teacher.
Yeah.
And what did your grandfather do?
My granddaddy, he was in the Army for years. Like, so he retired from the Army, started doing National Guard. He was actually in the, what's that war when I was little?
Vietnam?
No, I ain't that old.
I was about to say Vietnam.
I wasn't here. I wasn't even thought of
Vietnam.
Yeah, I wasn't even thought of
naming wars.
Like Desert Storm.
Desert Storm. He was in that. That was his last. That was his last little get down. You know what I'm saying?
So I know this is probably a mommy question, but
And he worked for General Motors when General Motors was at their height when they first came. You know,
fire.
So it seemed like they made like an honest living. Your grandparents. What do you think made your mom like turn to the streets to get money and stuff?
My stepdad. Mm-hmm. And like my mama just she not the type that, you know, she'll ask, and once she feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's a problem with her asking for help, then she gonna go do what she gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Especially take her kid. I don't think if me and my sister weren't here, I don't think she would have did it. You know what I'm saying? But she was just doing what she had to do. You know what I'm saying? I always say, like, my mama, she like a real man, because she'll do shit that a man ain't going to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, not for their kids. You know what I'm saying?
So your mama has always been like this?
Yeah.
Like, this ain't TV?
Nah, my mama is actually worse than TV.
In real life, yeah.
Like, she, yeah.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
Hey, you are now tuned in to the Baller Alert Show with your boy, Bitch Scrap.
Going back, what was the influence that led you to rap?
Man, my fathers, man. Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z, Outkast, you know what I'm saying? Goody Mob, like just that soundtrack. You know what I'm saying? When I was growing up, that soundtrack was hella influenceable. Like, I mean, I really was listening to that music, man. It changed my life. It got me through them hard times, you know what I'm saying? Ja Rule at one point, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would listen to Cud. That shit, it was hard, you know what I'm saying? And what's Shine, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was engulfed in this stuff, you know what I'm saying? And just seeing the stuff that it did for people, you know what I'm saying? I wanted that. You know what I'm saying? I said, I'm gonna get that.
You now, when did you start playing around with rap? Is this in high school? With you,
nah,
0.0?
Nah.
Oh my God. You telling me?
Shit. Nah, it was way before that. It was middle school.
Oh, so it was before that. Yeah, so you rapping school. Already in high school then?
Yeah, it was middle school. Yeah, okay. Rapping in high school was, I was dancing for real. I was like a dancer. You know what I'm saying? I used to be in the hallway dancing. Everybody be turned up on a Friday. Somebody on the locker, I crank that whole bitch up. You know what I'm saying?
You was Offset before Offset. How he be doing?
Oh yeah,
the moves.
I was way more like Chris Brownish.
Oh, you was really pop locking.
Yeah, I was lit. Nah, you can ask the city.
I don't
city.
Be seeing you dancing
nah,
in the club.
You can ask the city, though. You can ask people that really, really know me. You know what I'm saying? The blonde hair little scrappy. You know what I'm saying?
What? Like, you went Cisco?
Yeah. My mama made me do it.
For real?
I swear to God.
So does this correlate with your mom? Did your mom did you tell your mom that I want to rap? I want to be a rapper.
Yeah,
and she
yeah.
kind of just said, "All right, I got you."
Well, I showed her that I was serious. I was with I don't know if y'all remember the group SWAT Team back in the day that we hate Pastor Troy.
Yeah, we
hate. So I was running around with them.
Where you meet them at?
School, Cedar okay. Grove. Everybody was at Cedar Grove. And you know, I don't know how I latched on to that shit, man. That shit was just, it was that crunk era, man. It was just, I don't know why the men hated Pastor Troy like that, you know what I mean? But it was fun. It was fun. And I would, they would never let me go on stage with them, though. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, "Y'all stay over here." And I'm like, "Shit, y'all be coming to get me when we fighting and shit. Like, I'm gonna get on stage."
Yeah.
But I wanted that presence that they had on stage. I felt like, you know, I supposed to have that. I supposed to be somebody like that, you know what I'm saying? And I just kept doing it. I just kept rapping. I had the first song I made was just like, that shit, man, that shit was horrible. You know what
I'm
saying?
Do you remember it?
Yeah, it was like, "Get them, Scrappy, get them." You know what I'm saying? And it was real corny.
Like, I don't think anybody liked their first song.
It was like, not where I come from at all. You know what I'm saying? You'll be mm-hmm. like, "Bro, you from the hood, bro?" Because the way I was raised, I never wanted to, like, acknowledge that shit. You know what I'm saying? I never wanted to run with that shit and let that shit be my story. You know what I'm saying? I always wanted a fake story. Like, I didn't grow up hard. I didn't grow up in the ghetto. I wanted to be like
suburban.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was like, my story when I came, I was like, shit, I just got a boot camp, man. I just graduated and everything. I got my GED and high school diploma. I got a whole scholarship. I was on that shit, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Until I seen that, you know, being honest and, you know, just letting people know your story is like the realest shit in the world. Cause somebody else out there may need that, like a little kid or something. That, cause I mean, it was no future for me. You know, I did not see none of this shit. I believed in myself. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna put the work in, but I ain't think this shit was gonna ever happen.
Did you graduate?
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you think was gonna happen?
Boot camp was.
So you got your GED?
Yeah, I got my GED. I got a high school diploma. Cause after you get your GED, they start putting up other stuff. You can get this right here. And I mean, you sitting down there for half a year. So you're like, okay, like, shit, I gotta do something. You know what I'm saying? So I wanna make my mama happy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I wanted to come home. You know what I'm saying? Like, look what I did, mom. Change man, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
What was boot camp like? Was it like what do you call it? Like a basic training? Like, did you have to stay in a facility?
Yeah. Like, it was hard when I first was down there. Like, I go down there every now and then to look at the kid, talk to the kid, but they spoil down there. Now, when I went down there, it's either that or jail.
Is it like in the middle of Georgia?
Yeah, it was in Augusta.
Oh, wow.
Right outside of Augusta, the military base, Fort Gordon. That was it was.
So what time did y'all have to like wake up early?
4 o'clock in the morning.
Woo.
Yeah, and you know, they make you go to sleep at 6:30, 7 o'clock, unless you know, knucklehead, you know, we in there fighting and doing all that shit.
But that changes you though.
Oh yeah, it was like jail. It was like jail. Like, basically, you know what I mean? I thought I was doing something. I had blonde hair, so I said, "I'm gonna cut my own hair so they can't goddamn fuck with my shit." Man, I get down there. He said, nah, he got to shape up. I don't like that. Let me cut his hair.
Oh.
Sit down.
He gave you a ball.
They gave you a murder
almost,
one.
Almost.
You had the low, low, low.
And then, you know, I had the blonde patches and shit all over.
This sounds like Major Pain.
That's what I'm imagining too, Major Pain.
Nah, that shit, I'm talking about like the way they woke us up, because like that night, man, you heard all the bitch ass motherfuckers crying and shit.
They was crying?
Motherfuckers ain't never been away from their parents. I ain't never had been away neither, so, but I'm like, I don't even want to be.
He ain't finna be like that.
I ain't about to be crying.
I ain't crying. Like, I just say I want to make the best of the situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was day one. I just didn't want to think about it. I'm like, I got a long time.
This is like a
all that happened in 6 months. Like, when I came home, bro, I was like, I was a whole nother person.
I was gonna ask
bro.
You, how did you feel when you came home?
I was a whole nother person.
Were you
person.
More, like, focused on, like, success?
I was rocked up. Old girlfriend was on the nigga and shit. I said, "Boy, nigga, I'm finna do my dream. I'm finna start that shit.
Finna start
and
rapping.
Start that shit. That when I made Headbuster. You know what I mean?
That's when you made Headbuster.
Mm-hmm. Soon I came up by.
So the inspiration was the fight? Was all them fights and all that shit?
Nah, the inspiration was the inspiration. I just learned how to fight better and I got bigger as a young nigga. You know what I'm saying? I was lifting weights. You know, we doing push-ups early morning. And the way we did workouts, it was like not the regular shit that niggas do every day. Like count regular 1, 2, 3,
it was like
4.
Like probably guerrilla warfare.
It was like when we do push-up, we do 1, 2, 3. That's 1, 1, 2, 3, 2, and we'll do like 100 of them bitches. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So you doing like 200 push-ups, don't even know it. You feel what I'm saying? Every day. You know what I'm saying? Sit up, same way. Running. We had us running. I used to run like 12 miles a day. You know what I'm saying? So
you got Headbuster. Take us on the journey of that session. Like, how did you end up at the studio with the beat?
So the inspiration for Headbuster, when I came back from boot camp, all my homies and shit, like I say, the SWATs and everybody, they was LT Drama, DJ Threat. It was a lot of us, man. Pooh Baby, all my guys, man. You know what I'm saying? We was like just doing shows and stuff, doing like talent shows and stuff.
Like local shows?
Yeah, and then, but when we hit the club, though, I would notice that when I'm the little guy, but I be with all my cousins, all everybody. We some headbusters, and they would just run. We'd just be running through the club, every club, the Megaplex, wherever. Just running through the club. What was the other one? MBK, all that shit. We were running through the club, screaming, "We some headbusters!" And if anybody get mad, cause they got bowled in the face or their shoe got stepped on, we fight. You know what I'm saying? So, but we would be lit like that, and it was like a real chant that everybody knew in the club, and like God put that on my heart. He was like, make the song.
But where did Lil Jon come? Because I know Lil Jon started as a DJ.
Lil Jon came in after he already had, he had just put out.
Beer, beer?
He had just put out, I Don't Give a Fuck.
Okay.
That had just came out with Crazy Bone the Mystical.
I remember that.
So he was on that note.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the same cadence that We Some Headbusters kind of sounded like his style.
Yeah, but I wasn't really a crunk rapper at the time. I mean, that was just how shit, we get crunk in the club. That's just, you know, natural Atlanta shit. But I remember doing that song, and that's the song that caught everybody's attention. And because they would see us go around all the clubs doing that shit, as soon as I performed that bitch, the whole crowd knew it. Everybody was in that bit. Even niggas I was with were like, damn, bro. Like, damn, nigga made that shit hard, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it went from that to I linked up with Trivia because L.A. and Trivia used to be a promoter. You know what I'm saying? He was with the Neighborhood Superstars and him and my homie Smurf.
Smurf World
in LA. They was promoting and stuff like that, and Neighborhood Superstars, they would put me on the stage, and Lil O and rest in peace Wallow, Big Wallow,
and then
it was Shenard and Moet, Mr.
Long
2 Weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Long Live Shenard. Mr. 2 Weeks, that was Shenard and Moet. They was like together promoting, they would put me on the stage, and they put me on that one stage. That one stage that Vince Phillips came to, you know what I'm saying? And
one time for Vince.
Yeah, one time for Vince and Orlando McGee. But I was in there, I was shut the show down at the Aquarium on the east side, Memorial Drive.
Okay.
And like Trillville would open up, like kind of like go right on before me. So Trillville already had got that bitch lit off Never Ever, because it was newer than Headbuster.
Did you write that?
I wrote my verse.
Okay, that's it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's it. John put me on Never Ever. It was just Trillville at first. John wanted me on there because he said I was, you know, scrappy and I had a hard verse. He was like, I like it. Throw him on there. But they would do Never Ever. When I came out and did Headbuster, that motherfucker erupted. Like, the whole club was fighting. Like, it was not the one person that wasn't fighting. I even got to fight now. You know what I mean? It was crazy. Like, I'm sitting there rapping that shit. And that was when I used to have a grill, a gold in my mouth, sitting there goddamn mugging, man. I just seen that motherfucker get hit with a pool stick. Bow. I was like, oh, damn. Shit. Then bottle come across. Wow. Then the nigga right there go, wow. Nigga just started fighting in front of me, fighting behind me. I was like, oh, shit. I jumped off the stage because this shit was just going. It was just like, I'm talking about them motherfuckers were telling the nigga, turn that shit off. Turn it off. Like, I'm talking about
it was, always started fights. Your music always started fights.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
I think the whole crunk era was fight time.
Yeah, that motherfucker shut that bitch down. Like, I'm talking about it wasn't no more music. All you heard was scuffling all over that bitch. Scuffling.
Yeah, security always used to get mad when they played your record.
Man, listen, that nigga Vince came out there with his towel done. He was like, hey man, come to the office Monday, man. Like, we need to get you signed, man. You need to be on BME. And I was just like,
wow.
I was like, for real? I was like, shit, all right, you know what I mean? But when I got there, I was like, man, I'm finna be signed with Lil Jon, cuz. Like, this shit finna be crazy. But that was how I got with Jon.
How did it change your life once you signed?
It didn't. It didn't change my life. I looked at it, and my perspective was, it was different. It was like the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't get no money or nothing like that up front or nothing like that. It was just the opportunity that I could stand next to Jon. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Being that you didn't get any money, did you own your masters and your publishing?
I signed a bad deal.
when and I didn't first, get no money.
I think everybody signed bad deal. They first contract. Bad.
First contract always your bad. Is a bad contract.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Usually.
Yeah, I don't even want to say it was a bad deal. It was a bad deal.
You wasn't thinking like, man, where my signing bonus? Where my advance?
Nah, I was looking at the opportunity.
When did you realize that maybe it wasn't favorable? Did you realize that down the line, or did you know that up front?
I realized that down the line, okay. but with me, I never care. I never really care. I never took that and been like, oh my God, they fucked me over. And I just be like, shit, I was a young nigga. I ain't really feel like, you know, reading, going to pay for a lawyer, all that shit. And that's what it got me. You know
and
what I'm
saying? And you got the opportunity that you was looking for.
Yeah, but God just blessed me. Like, I had good lawyers. I had good managers. I was with Chris Lighty, Violator, and Mona at the time. So they was able to get me my publishing back. I was able to get, you know, a lot of stuff back that they had took. You know what I'm saying? And it just is God, man. God, he definitely saved my life.
It is a blessing, though.
Yeah.
So how was it? How did it feel when you get your first check? Like, at what time period did you get your first, you know, big check from rapping?
It was a Warner Brothers check. It's when we did the deal with Warner Brothers, and they call it WEA, Warner Electric and Atlantic. I did that deal. That's when we put out No Problem and Never Ever and all the other stuff. And that's the first check I got. It was like, I want to say $50,000, something like that. Gave a song to my mama, song to my manager, and I kept the rest.
So when did you become a dad?
I think when I was 21.
And this is when, what time in your life?
This is after No Problem here, but it's after Scrappy done went all the way up.
That's why I kind of figured that we kind of at that stop.
Because you went up at a very young age.
Yeah.
So where did you meet Erica?
I met Eric in the club doing this shit. Like, I was doing head bustle. Like, yeah.
What attracted her to you? Or
well,
you
I always used to see her around and stuff. Like, I used to be like, I could see her, but I would be scared to talk to her. Like, I'd be like, man, it'd be fine. Fuck. I'd be like, fine. And I'm talking about everybody was on her, too. Like, everybody was on her head. And I was like, dang. So when I did try to talk to her, we were just so cool. We were just so cool. We just used to hang out. Just like how they be seeing us hang out now. We were just doing that. We were just hanging out and just having fun. And like one day she just came. She was like, shoot. Like if we going to do it, we got to do it. I'm like, do what? You know what I mean? She was like, you know what I mean? You want to be with me, you got to be with me. You got to be for real. I'm like, hell yeah. Like what the fuck? Like, I'm talking about you going to be mine? Like. Hell yeah, boy. Like, I was excited like a motherfucker.
Is this after a few dates or like?
No, it was a long time. It was like a year or something like that. Like,
oh, wow.
It was a long time. Yeah, it felt like years.
So what was y'all first date?
Oh, man. Dang, I think we went to the movies or something. Her daddy didn't like me neither.
So did you ever win him over?
Oh yeah, nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
Like, he didn't like you at first. He was like, why you bringing this rapper on?
I used to pull up with my shirt off and stuff. Like, he's like, man, put your shirt on, man. I'm like, I came in for my lady, baby. You know what I mean? I was talking about one time he got out of the car, he had a big ass strap. He was walking in the house. I'm like, Man, you know you ain't got to walk in the house with a gun out like that. Ain't
nobody been doing nothing. You were a little scrappy. I was about to say, no problems here, Buster.
Yeah.
Wild young guy.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like I would take care of Erica, though. That was my baby, though.
Yeah. So when you guys had Imani, how did that change you guys' life?
Oh, man, you know, Imani is my baby, man. You know what I'm saying?
Or when you found out she was pregnant, what was your first?
Oh, I was happy. I was excited. Yeah, I was excited. I was in Miami, too. She called me, she was like, nigga, I'm pregnant. I said, what? Yeah. What's up? Yeah, I was happy. I couldn't wait. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, with our situation, we were just super young, man. And then she had a baby and her and my mama didn't get along. And that shit was just hell for me. I was like, I'm tired of this shit.
But I can tell that you and her have a good friendship.
Yeah, because like I said, we were cool before we even anything, before we even had a baby, anything. Like, we were cool. And then she would be one of the ones on stage with me, like, selling my CDs. And,
oh,
dope. She up there with me, like, hey, but it just be me and her. That she
so
like
that. Why didn't it work out?
Because we were too young, man. It was a lot of stuff that had happened, and we did not know about mental health issues. Mm-hmm. We did not know that.
Thank you for saying that.
You know, we did not know that everybody had mama issues and what you call it when somebody leave you?
Abandonment
mm-hmm. issues and stuff like that. So it's a lot that came with it. And then, you know, we had the baby and
then y'all broke up.
Yeah, it was just crazy.
Then you got married.
Yeah.
And had three more? Is it three?
No, I got one with her, but I got three more. Yeah, three more babies. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
Hey, you are now tuned in to the Baller Alert Show. It's your boy, Bitch Scrap.
What is the situation shit with your ex-wife?
I don't have an ex-wife.
You still married?
No, I never was married. When I get married, when I do get married, that's going to be the first time I get married.
That's the first time you're going to acknowledge that you get married.
Yeah.
You're reborn again. Single guy.
Because that what I did, went through, that was horrible. Like, I don't wish that on my worst enemy.
How did that impact you?
Yeah.
I don't wish that on my worst enemy.
Like, for your mental health. And I know you was talking about narcissism.
Yeah. I had got diagnosed with narcissistic abuse. Like, I was like, what? Like, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? Like,
meaning you have that or
somebody
received that?
I received that. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? I was with a person that was very narcissistic and just was too much into they self to even pour back into my cup. You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot poured, but none poured back in. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't one of the ones, man. Like, I fought for where I'm at now. The peace I got now, I wish I would have always had this. I never was alone. And I'm not saying, like, the person was the worst person in the world. You know what I'm saying? And it was all the person's fault because I had like a ton of shit, you know, ton of fault. The reason why we not together anymore, but it's like at the same time I caught on to what was going on. You know what I'm saying? And the peace I have right now, I pray that everybody get that peace. You know what I'm saying? In the marriage or out of marriage, I pray that people get this peace that I peace. Got right now, because I was in pieces, but now I'm at peace. You feel me? And this is, it's nice. That's, I've never felt this in my life.
You happy? Me?
I had never felt this in my life, bro. Like,
this level of level,
yeah,
level
this level of clarity. Peace. Yeah, clarity. Like, I never been in the house by myself and just got to know me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I never got a chance to know who I was. I can't ask God to give me somebody to love me if I don't even love myself. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to start loving myself. You know what I'm saying? And when the person see that you don't know yourself, they can go in your mind and run amok in it. You know what I'm saying? They can run amok in it. To the point where I ain't even want to rap no more. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want to do nothing. I just be at the house. I was a good daddy, though. I stayed in the house being a good daddy, being a good husband that I thought I could be. And, you know, if you with somebody that's a narcissistic person, none of that will never be good enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, I done been in there with my babies all day. And then next thing you know, people coming in like, I got to help her. Well, I'm like, well, what the fuck I been doing all day? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck I been doing? Like, you call these people for? You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
What did she want you to do?
It was like 2-3 different lists. Like, from the beginning to the end, like, the list kept changing. Every time I conquer this, the list go up. It's the most shit. And you can't help, you can't love on me until I do this, or this, and this is this. And I'm like, huh, this is horrible. Like, what kind of shit is this? Like, that's why I say I want marriage. Marriage, even when you get a divorce, an ex-wife or ex-husband, they would want their kids to be happy. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't want to cause friction with the other side of the family and the kids. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff be going on, man. And that's why I take myself out of it. Only thing I do is deal with my kids. That's it. I don't deal with the mama. I deal strictly with my kids. Judge already wrote up what we got to do. There's no reason to talk. There's no reason to argue. As long as we follow these guidelines right here and I do what I'm supposed to do as a daddy, we don't have to talk.
Do you think eventually that things will get better?
Nah. I think it's better. I think that...
So you like, you're comfortable with how it is?
I'm very comfortable with how it is. I don't have to see her. I don't have to be around her. I don't have to... None of that. I can just be with my kids. And that's like that's peaceful, man. Like, that's peaceful to me. You know what I'm saying? Waking up with my babies, cooking for them, taking them to school, you know what I'm saying? Doing homework, going out for vacation, going to staycations, going to play wherever they want to go play. My kids got all the toys in the world. Like, I love it.
Okay, so what's up with my guy Chaotic, man?
That's my brother.
Why is he, when did he insert, did he?
He has an obsession with me.
You and Erica.
Yeah, he has an obsession with me and Erica. That's what I feel. I feel like everybody have an obsession with me and Erica. And we're not even together. Like, we just hang out. And everybody just go crazy. Like,
I think people like how happy you guys look together.
I mean, I look happy.
There is an affinity with you two, though, that you guys do look
but
together.
But I look good by myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but you be looking real happy in those.
But I will say since the first time you came on our show, you look better than you were.
Thank you. So you seen?
Because I wasn't here. I heard you looked a little stressed out.
Man, you were stressed out.
So you seen? So you see the difference? Thank God.
I wasn't here. But wait,
I'm glad God allowed y'all to see the difference. Because I just talked that what I was just talking about. Like, my auntie seen me and she was like, "Yo, like, you need help."
So Erica is single, right?
Yeah.
So y'all not gonna spin the block?
I'm single.
You said spin the block.
Yeah, I mean, I only been up out of this divorce since June. Since the first day of June.
So you just gonna allow some time to just.
It just feel good right now. Okay. I'm in my selfish bag right now. Okay. Like,
no, and
I
that's wanna, fine. You trying to find your peace? That's
yeah,
good.
I like that's why everybody be getting mad at me because I do my wake up videos. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
No,
man.
But another one, a person that's single who just seemed like they just came out of left field is Diamond.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. How did that happen?
And why she keep posting these texts with you and her?
I don't know, man. I just think it's sad, man, that we couldn't be cool, man. I just think it's sad.
But I thought y'all was dating.
You didn't make her think another thing?
You know, I probably did. You know, going through my little pain. But my auntie, my mama, everybody was telling her, like, leave that boy alone. He going through something. Like, he just, you know what I'm saying, just got a divorce. He ain't been divorced that long. Let him breathe a little. You know what I'm saying? And, I don't know. I think she wanted something to happen faster, and I'm gonna move on my own note because I just got out of a motherfucker trying to tell me what to do 24/7.
You still trying
mama.
To heal?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. And,
yeah.
And I don't want to cause no pain to nobody. You know what I'm saying? I a hurt man. I heard a lot of shit. Why he hurt? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He'll fuck some shit up. So I just want to like not. Keep doing the same thing.
But not only with the Erica, I think you have a lot of fans invested in you and Diamond's relationship too, because it was always speculated, and then people speculated up into the BET Awards, and then, you know, like y'all got together, and like you said, she may have wanted it to go that way, but you were just like...
I'm stagnant, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, of me and her past and how it ended, it wasn't on me. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't do nothing to nobody, but it's like, you know, I got trust issues right now, you know, and I think that the more I trust myself, the more I can grow into myself and trust myself, I'll probably be able to trust somebody else one day.
Why did it end with y'all?
Back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, it's, go online, you can Google it, you know what I'm saying?
She cheated on you.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't said you said it.
I mean,
but
that's what
that,
everybody was saying.
Do you think that's why you will never, like, go there with her?
It was some other stuff that a person, like, the stuff that she just did, the posting the picture and the text message, that's, like, not something I trust. You know, that's not something that make me feel like I can trust somebody. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's almost like baby mama number two. It's like they want people to look at me a certain kind of way. They want people to look at me in a bad way. You know what I'm saying? Because they see people look at me in a good way, positive way. And they want people to look at me very fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So I leave that to God. And I just be like, that's crazy because I ain't do nothing to you. You know what I'm saying? I still ain't did nothing to you. And the more you keep trying to, I guess, expose me, it's just going to make me not trust you. You know what I'm saying? It's going to make me go all the way in the corner somewhere and just be like, when I see you, I just keep going. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't be mad at somebody for having feelings and reacting to it. But at the same time, the way you do it, it's going to have an outcome on how I feel about you and how I treat the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that, good, that it seems like Diamond thinks that you guys are in a relationship based on her reaction after seeing, you know, you in the blogs and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, me and Erica, and I'm like, why I can't be with my baby mama and just take my daughter to school, down to college? Why I can't go get in the jacuzzi with my baby mama? There is nobody telling me what to do. There is nobody.
Man, you're single.
Yeah, I'm single. There is nobody in there.
I don't think she...
But you can go look at her pictures. Like, she's all in a nigga car, in another nigga car. I don't got no Rolls Royce. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
She could be doing that to try to make you jealous.
But that ain't, I mean, you think you gonna be, I'm gonna be fucking with you in another nigga car? I'm not finna fuck with you. Like, I'm cool.
Like take you serious.
Yeah, I'm cool. I just seen you in another nigga car. I mean, hey, how you doing? We cool. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm not an idiot.
But you can't take her to the BET Awards and say that y'all just cool.
I think a lot of men take women to the BET Awards, and I think they're cool. You feel me? I probably did mistakenly lead her on, you know what I'm saying? Because I was in a bad place, you know what I'm saying? I did need somebody. She was there for me, you know what I'm saying? I done drove the girl car and everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, she done gave me more conversation than I really needed. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate all of that. But when it come to, you know, favorite people, you got to just let God deal with them. You start trying to fight them yourself, then you get the bad end of the stick. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if people notice that I'm a highly favorite person. Very favored by God. And it ain't going to go right.
Like, you single and you friends with your baby mama.
And I'm always...
Baby mama number one
is always going to be in my life. We always going to be friends no matter who come in, who go. You feel what I'm saying? She's always going to be there. I mean, you know, she done already told everybody, like, go hit him. Hit his DM up. You know what I'm saying? He's single. Woo-woo. They don't be listening. Like, they just want me to be with her.
Yeah, and then you know they had a field day when y'all did that play date at your house.
Yeah. I'm going to do it all. I'm going to do everything I want to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what life's about, doing what you want to do, what you think, as long as you ain't really... I ain't put my kids in no danger. You know what I'm saying? So...
Did baby mama number two hit you about that?
I think she did. If I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure she was mad.
I don't see why not. Shit, all the kids playing. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't like Erica holding a baby or something like that, doing all that. Yeah, we ain't doing all that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, how I look at it, man, I don't be worried about what's going on in her house with my kids. I feel that she'll protect my kids. I pray to God protect them, and I keep that faith on it, and I go on about my business. I don't call her asking her what's going on and all that little shit, because I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know, I got something to do with my house.
And you're not concerned with if she get with anybody or anything?
Like she done told people, she whipped somebody. So, like, the day, like I told her, the day you put them around my babies, you know what I'm saying, I like to meet them, and that's the only time I'm going to say something to them, just to see, you know, who around my babies. Other than that, you feel comfortable with him being around your kids, then good. You know, them your kids too.
Yeah. That's the only time you'll be around her at this point.
They babies, man. I ain't got time to be petty and be going through this shit my whole life or they whole life. Like,
cause you already been through it, right?
Yeah, I got shit to do. You know what I'm saying? I got to be able to take care of them and not be running behind their mama, seeing who they mama with and what she doing and all that. I ain't got time for that shit. I don't give a fuck.
Well, and you also doing music again.
Yeah, that's
my life.
What's
up with that?
Yeah, let's talk about that, please.
I got my, you know, my label is TCE, the Committee Entertainment. I got D the Problem, Swift the Player. You know what I'm saying? We got a new single finna drop called Going Up. Shit is hard out of here. And I got a single with Spice that's coming out in the springtime called Pull Up On Me. Shit is crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Spice went bananas.
Any like, touring coming up too, or
In the summertime? Okay. We got a me, John, Crime Mob, Trillville, and some more people. We're gonna go.
All right, now you're going back on now with Crime Mob.
Nah, I was about to say that. That's gonna work.
I'm the reason y'all know Crime Mob.
How did you discover Crime Mob?
They went some up. They was in that area. They was at Cedar Grove and Chapel Hill. So I was able to snatch the ones that was at Cedar Grove and bring them around the person who I was doing the deal with, and then we signed us. Yeah.
Just real quick, what made you? Did Diamond come on to you, or did you come on to her in that time?
When y'all first got together in Crime Mob? I think it was me. Yeah, I know it was me for sure. For sure. But yeah, I forgot how it happened. But
Oh my gosh! Well, I hope y'all can, you know, find some peace within yourselves on this tour.
I'm peaceful.
I just feel like the cordial blogs piece are gonna be brewing around this tour.
Y'all gonna be on tour together?
I'm gonna do. We was just on. That's why I'm divorced now, because we was on tour together. The divorce was coming regardless, because we was just.
That was like the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, that was the nail in the coffin, and I'm glad it happened. Mm-hmm. Glad it happened. Thank God. Jesus is good.
Yeah, you seem like you're in good spirit now.
I love it, man. We so proud of you. Look good, too, because before, you know, it looked like you done been in the gym.
Oh, yeah, I stay in that gym every day. that's where it first got me. Yeah, I started working on my body, and then my body transformed my mind, and my mind transformed. The spirit is real deep, you know what I'm saying? And just to shout out the three movies that I'm in this year. One on called I Hate I Love You. It's gonna be out either the spring or summertime. The other one, I forgot the other two names. Oh, I forgot the other two names, but you know, the main one is I Hate I Love You, and that's, I played a big role in that. Y'all will be seeing that this year. Hopefully I can get y'all to come to the red carpet.
Let's go, man, let's set it up.
Hey, let's
set it. Listen,
you always show up for us, so we're gonna be there for you.
Yeah, come pull 100%. Up, man, for real.
Yeah, before we get out of here though, we do have a pep talk with Lil Scrappy.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Big Scrap, just to give you some motivational, some spiritual talk, man, some elevation, man. I just want to say, man, everybody keep your head up, because you know these are crazy times, you know what I'm saying? Keep your faith in God, or keep your faith in whatever you believe in, you know what I'm saying? I believe in God, and he done got me this far, with which each goal and dream that you want to conquer comes sacrifice, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you're sacrificing the right things and not yourself and not your family. Make sure you loving everybody and you being a positive influence to people, even though it hurt. Think of, put your mind in the perspective of happiness and peace and love and where you want to go in life, and let God lead you. You know what I'm saying? We know where we want to go, but God already got our footsteps ordered. So, man, tap into yourself, to your spirit, love yourself, because ain't nobody going to love you like you love you. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to hate you like you hate you. You know what I'm saying? So, tap in, dog. Love.
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert. Log on to BallerAlert.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.